And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio. 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0 coming out of the Tron going throughout the Waikato. I hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. She's hot, isn't it, Katie?
Kia ora, Craig.
Very hot out there, isn't it, Katie?
It's absolutely smoking hot outside.
It is. What are you up to? You getting down the bank or something?
I'm about to be an overachiever.
Good.
I've got to pick something up from the library, drop something off to the library, go to swap shop, top up the dishwashing liquid and a couple of snacks,
yes.
Go to the bank, do the banking and come back.
Excellent. And when you do, I want you to come back in here and we can talk about what's happening with the Whangarei Environment Centre, if you'd like to, Katie.
Absolutely, I'd love to. In the meantime, could you just keep an eye on the tool library for me?
Absolutely.
Cheers, Craig. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, folks, here we are. It's Katie. She'll be coming back again a bit later on. And someone else has popped in the studio. But, oh, actually, what's happening today on the show, folks? Well, we'll do some weather. We'll do some bit of what's on guard, some gardening to do's, things like that. And then later on, I'm going to try and make time to squeeze in some possible headlines and happenings in the primary sector for 2024. But speaking of popping in, someone came in before and when I was in there getting ready and requested this song. So here you are. I hope you enjoy your time in Raglan, people.
Get a piece of the apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange? Ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I quickly down the block. Stay sucker free and keep the busters off your drop. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody worrying, everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. Gonna do when the vibe roll by, you better be ready so you can ride.
Come along and ride on a fantastic
fly. Slippity slide when you're living in the city is do or die.
Come along and ride. is do or die.
All right, there we are, folks. That's Coolio there with the song Fantastic Voyage, classic 90s hip-hop hip-hop there for a nice visitor who popped in the studio earlier to say g'day. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed that one out there. And now it is time for the weather here on the Over the Fence show, and what can I bring you weather-wise today? Well, like I said earlier, it's very hot out there today. And that is because a high pressure zone is out, just kind of out in the Pacific sort of thing, probably hovering slightly south of the centre of it, slightly south of the Chatham Islands, probably. That's starting to move out more to the east today. Meanwhile, there's a low dropping down to the southeast, southeast end of the country, and between these two there is a squash zone. Meaning the East and South Island is going to experience blustery east to northeasterly winds, and strong winds are likely at times. And it's going to be hot for the interior of the South Island with lighter winds from the north or northwest. And the western and upper North Island takes the cake with hot temperatures in the late 20s and perhaps in the 30s inland. And mainly sunny conditions expected. And Fiordland is the coolest spot with highs in the late teens and showers or rain even. And the heat's going to crank up tomorrow for the eastern regions of both islands, thanks to a northwest airflow with highs hitting 30 and maybe even mid-30s. And it's going to be a touch cooler, but still very warm on Friday as the heat returns on Saturday with highs hitting 30s once more in the east. And on Sunday into Monday, there will be some relief as the front moves over and the southerly quarter winds follow. And there might be some rain as well around about then. So, yeah, pretty much what you see is what you're going to get for the next few days. And what can we expect around here in beautiful Whangarei and in the Waikato? Well, 27 degrees you're expecting the high today to be, and 26 tomorrow, and then pretty much between like 24, then 25, 26 sort of over the weekend, and then Monday drops down to 22, and it sits around there between 22 and 23 for the start of next week. Nighttime temperatures pretty solid, sort of 17, 18 degrees for the rest of the week. And the winds are nor-nor-westerly today, northerly tomorrow, then westerly, then west-south-westerly, then nor-nor-westerly, then nor-westerly, then easterly, then east-nor-easterly next Wednesday. And, yep, it's going to be a little cloudy, mostly sunny, maybe a shower Saturday, and they're expecting rain Monday, and then showery sort of and sunny into early next week. So, yep, no, we've had quite a bit of rain, but, yeah, it's all welcome, right, this time of the year. A beautiful rain, so yeah, bit of rain. Humidity today is 70%. And the sun rose this morning at 10 past 6 and will set at 8:46. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 38 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 36 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 7 seconds shorter than it is today. So yeah, that's starting to lengthen out now, the shortening of the days, if that makes any sense there. And the beautiful moon rose this morning at 4:02 and will set at 7:55 this evening. And I did see it, was it yesterday morning at about 4:30 or something like that? Just a little thin little slither in between the clouds. And that's because it's a waning crescent moon. And today it is 0% illuminated, so probably won't see it at all today. And then on the 12th of January, the next phase starts, the waxing, and what's that? A couple of days, the waxing crescent phase will start then. All right, there's some weather for you. Now I'm going to play probably one you all know to start the show, and it's by Dead Flowers called I Don't See Anyone At All.
Up romances, racing around the guilt of whatever happened. I don't see.
falling again. Some days seem to last as long as 10. Take me to the station and put me in. I don't want to pass through here again. Maybe you got to.
Well, there was a Dead Flowers there with their song I Don't See Anyone At All, and it's a Gardening Two Times here on the Over the Fence show now. And I've got quite a few things you can still plant this time of year, and yeah, the weeds are still growing. All that rain's been lovely, hasn't it? Yeah, it's excellent growing conditions, and there's a few things seem to be bolting to seed. I think it's the heat. Well, maybe it's not watering them properly or something like that, but that's been my experience. But anyways, here's a list of things. Amaranth, basil, beans, climbing and dwarf, beetroot, burdock, carrot, chives, cucumber, French tarragon, kohlrabi, lettuce, marrow, mustard greens, okra, oregano, parsley, radish, rutabaga, which is like a Swede, salsify, a vegetable oyster, silver beet, sunflower, sweet corn, a turnip, watermelon and zucchini. So there's a few things, and here's a few more. And there's a couple of double ups here, but I just haven't had time to make it one list, so... Alyssum, basil beans, beetroot, blueberries, carrots, chrysanthemum, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, fuchsia, gerbera, impatiens, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, pansy, viola, parsley, passion fruit, petunia, radish, silver beet, spring onions, and sweet corn. All right, so there's a few things for you to do in the garden. And what I did forget to do was check what you can do by the moon, which I may get to later, but I also may not. So, with that said, I'm going to come back with a bit of What's On Guide pretty soon, and it's going to be the next one I'm going to play you is, if I can find it, a lot of tabs open in here. Yeah, this one here, it's live from just last year, down in Dunedin by SJD and his song, which is called Southern Lights. Hope you enjoy it.
Album Someone Likes.
Southern Lights.
All right, Paxi. Yeah, that was SJD there live in Dunedin just last year with the song Southern Lights. I hope you enjoyed that one. And now I'm going to do a bit of a What's Song Guide here on the Over the Fence show. And today being Wednesday, the 10th of January, happening around town down at the Harbour Hotel. It's Pete's special tonight for $20, 5 till 8 o'clock. The Raglan Club over the road here from Raglan Community Radio HQ is the Raglan Club members draw. And there's a musician's night down at the Yard. That's all today. Then tomorrow stuff is this Cutty Oil Project holiday program, Raglan Rock School holiday program, art exhibition at the Old School Arts Centre, a live DJ at the Iso Bar in the evening. There's live music with James Ray over at the Raven Club. Twilight football maybe is happening still. I'm not too sure. There's a jackpot draw at the Harbourview Hotel. So that's all tomorrow stuff. Friday, again, the Cutty Oil Project holiday program, art exhibition, and the Growers Market, of course. If you're visiting town or whatever, pop down there to Sherwood Street Church Hall, which is kind of opposite where the museum and the iHub is. And for anyone, a guy just popped in the studio just now and asked where that was. So if you just go along Wainui Street, just along from the fire station, there's the museum and the iHub there, and I'm pretty sure they're open every day of the week. So, yeah, and the Growers Market on Friday from 5 till 7 is kind of opposite there on the grass, it will be, I'm pretty sure. And the Raglan Club, this is Friday, club night raffles and member prize draws. And I might as well do the weekend as well, I guess. There's a Rangitahi Farmers Market happening at 8 o'clock in the morning over Rangitahi. On Saturday, this is an art exhibition is still going on at the Old School Arts Centre, and there's a few other gigs in that coming up, which we'll get to. But I know for sure that a band called Soaked Oats is going to be playing at the Yard. I think there's still a few tickets left, and here's one of their songs.
I had a dream I couldn't shake his hand and make me nervous. It made me
Right, folks, here we are. That was Soaked Oats there with The Way It Works. They're going to be playing at the Yard on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that gig, so I think there's still tickets left, so get along with that one if you can, folks. And now I'm just going to have a look and see what's on down at the Yachty over the weekend. And let me have a look at this one. On Friday, Latin America, Latin Aotearoa, I should say, plus DJ Bobby Brazuca, Latin-style rhythms with support from DJ Bobby Brazuca. Yeah, and then Saturday, this Dutch Kiwi band My Baby return to the Yachty. One of the very finest acts to step on our stage returns to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their debut album, My Baby Loves Voodoo. So they're there Saturday. This is the Yachty, these ones. And then, of course, Sunday sessions on from, I think it's about 5 or 6 or something like that, down there on Sunday, of course. And at the Yard, today being the 10th. Yeah, tonight is Muso's Night down there. Tomorrow night is No Cigar. Friday night is the Dregs and Tay Oski Australian band. Then Saturday, yes, Soaked Oats. Then that's it for the weekend down there. And Sunday at the Harbourview Hotel, Chris Thompson, excellent singer-songwriter, is going to be doing a gig. I think it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, yeah, plenty of music to go out and listen to if you want to do that sort of thing. All right, so here goes a song by Lawrence Arabia called People Are All Right.
They often have too much to drink. They feel the need to stand up and fight you. They get in your face and they ruin your day. And everything's shit. So shit. They sometimes own SUVs, feeling the need to drive like an asshole, filling parking space with their German case for 7 spoiled kids. Spoiled kids.
Well, folks, here we are. There was Lawrence Arabia there with his song, People Are All Right. And people are all right, aren't they, folks? And pretty soon I'm going to come and talk about some of the things happening up in 2024. And I think Katie's going to pop in and have a talk about what's up with the Environment Centre too. But firstly, while this goes down, I'm going to play you this one here called The Ship Song. It's originally a Nick Cave song, but this one's covered by Nell Smith and the Flaming Lips. Alright, folks, here we are. That was Nell Smith there with the Flaming Lips doing a cover of the Ship Song, Nick Cave song, of course, originally. And now, what do we expect this year in the primary sector? Well, folks, there's going to be two of the things. There's going to be the new government, of course, which just came in kind of the end of last year. And there's a lot of ministers involved doing a lot of stuff, and they are. From the National Party, Todd McClay has been the spokesperson for agriculture since March. He's going to take up the agricultural portfolio. And he's also going to be the Minister of Forestry, Hunting and Fishing and Minister for Trade. So he's got a lot on his plate there. And he's not actually from a farming background. That guy's from Rotorua. That's where he is. And there's going to be Associate Ministers of Agriculture as well, which is going to be the Selwyn MP, Nicola Gregg, from the Nats as well. And her main focus is going to be horticulture.
And from actor Andrew Goddard, who kind of used to be with the Feds, Federated Farmers Editors, is going to be sort of animal welfare and skills. And New Zealand's first, Mark Patterson, is going to be sort of helping with that. And Nationals' Erica Stanford is going to be the Minister of Immigration, which, of course, has quite an effect on the primary sector. And then Shane Jones from New Zealand First is going to take up oceans, fisheries and regional development. And once more than that, Simon Watts is going to be the new climate change minister. So, yeah, there's a lot of people involved. And hopefully they can all work together and, for the good of the country sort of thing. But we shall see. So that's going to be one of the main things I feel like it's going to have an effect on the primary sector. And another thing is, of course, going to be the climate. And I just picked this one up. It was like last year was the Aotearoa's second hottest year on record and among the cloudiest, Niwa announced. And globally last year was being confirmed as the warmest year on record. But there was the year before, not in Aotearoa, it was 2022 was the hottest, and this is the second. So, yep, a couple of years in a row, it's been piping hot, and they're expecting more of the same today. I mean, this kind of year. They're expecting it, in fact, to be hotter. So, yeah, all these things are going to have an effect, and the place with the highest recorded sunshine was not Whakatane or Nelson. Instead, it was the Mackenzie Basin. Down by a lake, Tekapo Ways, which is kind of interesting. Most sunshine. So, this Cyclone Gabrielle, of course, came in last year, and then I guess we can expect a bit of a mixed bag sort of weather wise, probably the way things are going. So, there's a couple of things, and I might come back with a couple more stuff like that after this one by the Tall Dwarfs called Sign the Dotted Line.
Let's descend through fog and rain and see if we can find the same way out of this small mess. It's not as if we'll lose our lives or be impaled with carving knives just yet.
All right, folks, there we are. That was Sign the Dotted Line by the Tall Dwarfs. Hope you enjoyed that one. And getting back to a few things that's going to pop up probably next year in the primary sector, this year, as we head into it, is going to be they're expecting a bit of a tough sort of season for our exporters next year. MPI has come out and said that its Ministry of Prime Ministries, of course, has come out and said that in their outlook for what's it actually called? Primary Industries, Latest Situation and Outlook for Primary Industries, or the SOPI thing, was recently released, and it predicts that the overall value of New Zealand's primary exports for this year, 2024, will be down by 5% to $54.3 billion. down from last year's $57.4 billion. Dairy revenues predicted to be down by 7% to $24.1 billion. And meat and wool revenues are expected to decrease by 5% to $11.6 billion. And forestry is a forecast drop of 9% to $5.8 billion in revenue. And, yeah, it's not looking too bright for the forestry game. And I think that's because I remember reading somewhere that China, who takes a lot of our logs, has the whole time been planting their own pine forests and things like that over there. So they're all coming online now. So, I think it's a bit short-sighted of the country to you know, shut down all the timber mills and things like that. So good thing about that is that maybe, the mills might open back up. We might process a bit of our own timber back here in Aotearoa again, possibly. That's that thing. And then the horticulture sector is actually looking to actually just drop 1% to $7 billion. And that's, sort of the shining star of the primary sector, pretty much, is horticulture. They have been affected. The apples and pears and kiwi fruit and things like that have, of course, been affected by the, some of the weather events we've had, especially over there in Hawke's Bay and Tairāwhiti, places like that. So, that's a few things. And also another thing I think is going to be, we'll see, spread anyway, I'm pretty sure, is going to be the fall armyworm, which came to the country, I think it was first spotted up north 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. And they expected the winter to kill it off, but it wasn't cold enough. And now it's been found, moving further and further south and into Auckland and that now. So that's probably going to hit the Waikato this year, probably, and then spread throughout the country. And it's got a preference for eating things like maize and corn and stuff like that. That's going to spread. I don't think there's too much. I think they're talking about maybe trying to eradicate it, but it could be a tough ask. So that, again, is going to be, I think, another story that keeps popping up this year. So there's a few more things, and I might come back a few more things after this, but I might not either. I think Katie's going to come in a second to have a chat. But in the meantime, here goes a song by a Radiohead called Lotus Flower. We'll be right back. All right, folks, here we are. It was Radiohead there with their song Lotus Flower. And I'm going to play squeezing this track as well from another one from Psych Dose. I think it's their latest single. We're going to be at the Yard Saturday. Something, it's called.
Younger brother slams his fork down, watching all the big mouths get up and sing. He's been wrestling with his thoughts now, thinks he'll show them all when he says something. Here is a child so willing and able, but of a size unrecognized by the table. And each night this resumes till the thought begins to stew. I know so much better than all of you. Younger brother's 26 now, staring at some big crowds watching him sing, singing all about his thoughts, how no one in the world really understands him. But then a thought appears when he notices all the lips moving just like his. Do I deserve? Whose seat have I really earned? And with a big mouth he sings. Oh, how many people don't question their word, and like a child only want to be heard. Oh, to say something.
Yeah, folks, here we are. That was something there by Soaked Oats. Hope you enjoyed that one. And yes, be at the Yard Saturday and in the studio now. We are joined by Katie.
Sorry,
I'm so sorry
it took me so long to get back to you. Poor Stacey is doing everything in the bank and the post office all by herself.
I see. Yes.
She's amazing. Stacey and Queenie. Shout out to Stacey and Queenie.
Yes, 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 yes. Hardworking Whangarei Environment Centre people.
No, it's the post office and Kiwi Bank.
Oh,
they run it from Super Value.
Right. You're talking about the bank people. Not
I'm
the
talking about the bank people.
Yes.
I've been busy doing jobs, Craig. Busy doing jobs.
Yeah, and one of those jobs was dropping off some cash from the growers market. You're just saying it's starting to make a bit of do-re-mi for itself.
It's starting to pay for itself, which means this is a social enterprise.
Yes.
Anybody out there looking to start a social enterprise, give yourself a long time for this thing to work. This is, you know, 2 years in the making, more than 2 years.
Yeah. It's Growers Market, folks. It's 5 till 7 Friday nights on the Stewart Street, or the church, or on the lawn beside it. Beautiful spot.
It's a beautiful spot. The produce is exceptional. I don't know if you ever go down there and buy
stuff.
I do,
sometimes.
But, oh, my gosh. If you want to make a carrot cake, buy the carrots that you can get at the Growers Market. And you'll be like, this is the best carrot cake I've ever had in my life.
That's bloody brilliant advice. And you can get the seeds for the carrots or grow the carrots yourself from the seed stand right out the front here.
That is actually true. You can. We have a seed stand outside our Environment Centre building, which is based in the little tiny corner of the town hall in Raglan. And we, before I started, the seeds were sold. But now they are completely free. Funders help us fund seed raising mix.
Yes.
And the locals of this town bring their excess seeds and we hand them over for free. So the idea is that there will be kai growing everywhere.
And it's Time Bank People, which is another Environment Centre initiative, who put them in those little dinky little packets and that too.
The dinky packets are adorable.
Like seed saving days
it's
and stuff like that.
It's all about how you present things. It's simple marketing.
Very nice, yeah, just a, you know.
Craig, I know you've got to wrap up your show, but thank you so much for having me in here.
That's fine, Katie. And you're doing a show later on today.
I am doing a show later on today.
What time? What can we expect?
At 4 o'clock, I am going to be doing a show. It's a love music show. It's going to be a playlist designed for my husband.
Ooh.
And it will be love music.
Ooh.
But it's not going to be what you think.
No?
Well, I'm not talking like Science
Not Lionel Richie or anything like that?
No, it's going to be heavy breaks, beats, banging house tunes. That's the kind of love that we're in.
Just as well I didn't play your quiz you gave me then today, because you'll be able to store that up for later on.
That's fine. I can play it later. Or we can play it twice in one day.
Too late now. I've got to finish the show, Katie.
Bye, Craig.
Thanks for having it. All right. That's it, folks, for this week. And I'll be back in next week, most likely. So have a great week out there, folks. Take care, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.